WICC, proud to present the Precision Hearing of Stratford. WICC, Talk of the Town.
And then at 4:30, we're going to have some very nice people here in the studio with me. They represent the Connecticut Burns Care Foundation. They do a lot of great work for young people who, unfortunately, have had a tragedy in their lives having to do with fire and being burned. And there's a fundraiser tomorrow, Friday. It's sponsored by the law firm Koskoff, Koskoff and Beter, and it's a wine tasting. It's 6:30 tomorrow, between 6:30 and 9:30, over at the City Lights Art Gallery on Markle Court in Bridgeport, which is right downtown, across from the McLevy Hall. And we'll have those folks in here at 4:30 thereabouts, and we'll talk about the good work they do and how you can help. I mean, times are tough out there. And I realize that people have to pick and choose, perhaps even a little more sensibly than they have in the past, given the fact that we're slugging through the worst recession that we've seen in quite some time. But, you know, that's all the more reason to help out organizations that really need the help. Now, maybe you can't give them the same amount that you're accustomed to giving organizations like this. But if more people gave less than what others are ordinarily would ordinarily give, it'll still add up and hopefully keep their budgets afloat so they can do the good work. But for now, we have some special guests in the studio. There's a great cause I want to tell you about, and we've got some people here that are going to elaborate on that. There's an organization which many of you have no doubt heard of. It's called the Connecticut Burns Care Foundation. And we have a representative from that organization, Frank Sivos. He's the executive director. And tomorrow there's a very important event, a fundraiser for this organization. It's actually a wine tasting. It's going to be tomorrow between 6:30 and 9:30 at the City Lights Art Gallery, which is down on Markle Court in Bridgeport, right across from McLevy Hall. And it's sponsored by the law firm Koskoff, Koskoff and Beter. And with us also in the studio is attorney Richard Beter. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good. How are you, Tom?
Good. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Tell us a little bit about your organization. I'm acquainted with it, but let's hear about some of the good work that you all do.
Okay. I can start. I mean, the Connecticut Burns Care Foundation, we're celebrating our 31st year. Probably the thing that we're best known for is the camp that we run, the Arthur C. Luft Children's Burn Camp in Union, Connecticut. It's an annual camp where children who are severely burned come for, to do traditional camping things. And we try to help them heal not only physically but emotionally from their burns and scars. And it's a great place, 170 acres, upstate in Union, Connecticut. Still owned by the Boy Scouts, that camp that we lease. And kids do traditional camping things, but with all volunteer staff, we help them rediscover that there's life after their burns and they can be successful and life goes on.
What's the age group?
8 to 18, Tom.
8 to 18.
Right.
And Attorney Beter, how long has your firm been involved in helping these good people?
Well, I mean, if you go back to my own, aside from being burned by matches when I was a little kid, and that was a great experience for me because I stayed away from matches for the rest of my life, pretty much. Then I was in the Navy. I was a lawyer in the Navy, and I represented guys coming back from Vietnam with losses of limbs and several of them with burns. I represented them in hearings to see if they could get disability ratings so that they would be taken care of for the rest of their lives, both medically and economically.
And by the way, if I may ask, what kind of resistance, if any, did you get from the government, or was it a case-by-case basis?
Well, the government was trying to save money back then, just like they're trying to save money now, and so there was a fight. You would think that these guys give their arms, legs, and bodies in a war, that the government would bend over backwards to do everything for them. But apparently they had limited budgets, and therefore each of the guys needed a lawyer to push as hard as they could to make sure that they were taken care of, as I believe they should have been taken care of anyway. Then when I got out, after bumming around the world for 6 months, I found a job with a great lawyer in Connecticut. He's now dead, Ted Koskoff, who was a trial lawyer and who represented people who were seriously injured, including people with burns. And I've had maybe 15 serious burn cases over the course of my practice here. And but with regard to the Connecticut Burns Care Foundation, I'm most familiar with them, as Frank said, for their camp and what they do with young kids. because burns are terrible and horrible experiences for anybody seriously burned. And the worst effect, I think, is, although adults are can be very seriously harmed also, the worst effect is the effect it has on kids. Kids are young. They don't have any of the maturity level that adults have to deal with a lot of issues. It's a very, very heart-rending thing to see when these kids start to come out of the deepest hole that they're in with burns and go back into school, and their fellow students treat them like they're sometimes like they're monsters. There's a lot of preconditioning that is needed for the kids in the schools that are going to welcome into their back into their class their schoolmates who have been badly burned. And the camp prepares a lot of kids for things like that, and it makes it much easier for those kids to come back into normal life.
Frank, let me ask you this. Is this program limited to Connecticut citizens, and whether it is or isn't, do you ever find that you have to turn people down because you have so many people?
No. We draw our kids primarily from the Northeast. We're the only burn camp in the Northeast, and we get kids from Maine to Washington, D.C., last year we had a kid from Ohio. We get some kids from foreign countries. So far, so good. We have haven't turned down anybody. And the camp is free of the kids. This is all underwritten by the Burns Foundation. Camp is free of the kids. And I might also add that last year, Kuskov from Beter established a travel fund for kids. It used to be the onus on the kids to get to the camp. We couldn't pay for that. But now Kuskov, and Beter has set up that fund. So now we can underwrite their travel to get from Ohio, or even within Connecticut, we have kids who need rides. They just can't get there, so we'll get them up there. And
how long do they typically stay at the camp?
And the camp is 1 week long.
One week long,
and it's a sleepover 24/7. Some people have said, why only 1 week? Why? That's not very long. The issue is it's not getting enough children. It's manpower. The camp is totally volunteer. All our counselors, who are primarily firefighters, nurses from burn units, occupational therapists, physical therapists. We even have a doctor that donates his time. The problem is getting people to donate their time.
So you can always use help. Now, this may be an opportunity before the next traffic report to pitch that help. If you want to give a phone number out or a website, Frank,
sure,
this would be a good time to do it.
Absolutely. Look us up at ctburnsfoundation.org, ctburnsfoundation.org, or you can call us at 203-878-6744, 878-6744. And you go right on there, and it tells you how to become a counselor or how to become a camper, just buttons that you click there. It's very simple.
They've got the forms on there to fill out, actually.
Yeah,
you can
right
print
on.
Out the forms, fill them out, call them up, and you can get a job.
Now, are lay people...
there are some. Yes, there are. And in fact, there's some burn survivors there, too, who are great examples for our kids and mentors.
Okay.
So it's a mix of a lot of different...
All right. Well, I have a couple of more questions when we get back. And by the way, feel free to jump in here and bring up anything you think the listeners might be interested in knowing about this. It's the Connecticut Burns Care Foundation. They have a fundraiser tomorrow. It's a wine tasting between 6:30 and 9:30 at the City Lights Art Gallery on Markle Court in Bridgeport, right across from the McGleavy Hall. My name is Tom Scott, sitting in for Jim Buchanan. We'll be back after the traffic report. And we have some in-studio guests. I get that right. You can see I'm just doing fill-in, by the way. I'm not a regular radio guy these
doing
days.
Doing a great job.
Thank you so much. Anyway, until I mispronounce your names.
That's all right.
Frank Saivos. He is the executive director of the Connecticut Burns Care Foundation. And attorney Richard Beter. He's with the law firm Kuskov, and Beter. And they're sponsoring a fundraising wine tasting tomorrow at the City Lights Art Gallery at 37 Markle Court in Bridgeport. That's right downtown across from McGleavy Hall. The price is $45, and you can give them a call at 878-6744. That's 203-878-6744 to make a reservation. Richard, we were speaking off air about the condition of some of these children when they arrive, and maybe this is a question for Frank. What is the level of health of these children? young people before they're admitted to this camp? In other words, how far along are they in the recovery before
right.
you can accept
yeah, they all have to pass a physical in the sense that they can do at least the minimum of the physical things we're going to do, like hike or swim or take part in. We don't want to just have them come up if they can't participate. So they're all, you know, basically healthy, but a lot of them have, you know, some serious disabilities as a result of their burns. But the amazing thing about this is that some of these kids, quick story, we've had a kid up there that came in with two prosthetic legs that he lost in fire. He lost his legs in fire. And we have this ropes course, which is kind of a challenging thing that he had to climb. It's a ladder, but to say a ladder is a disservice. It goes up about 60 feet in the air, and it's on 2x4s that are strung together by wire. So you have to help each other, pull each other up. Now, this kid, Allison, I looked up, he climbed to the top, 60 feet high, on two prosthetic legs. So I think these kids also discover, you know what, despite my disability, I can go
on. I can do it.
I can do things. And that's a great deal of what goes on there. And, you know, many of our kids come to us, they have scars, and as Attorney Peter said, you know, some of these kids are, you know, maybe gawked at least in school or in the streets, in their towns. But when they come up to the camp, everybody has scars to some extent, some worse than others, but these kids feel very comfortable. For the first time maybe since their injuries, or maybe the first time in years, they don't stand out. They're just one of the kids.
What do you find?
And when you see a smile, by the way, on the face of some kid that lightens up, it's worth every nickel you give, every $45 you'd give to go to this.
It's got to be. What's the major cause of burns among children these days?
And children are very susceptible to burn injuries. You know, there's home fires, but that's not the only thing. There's scaldings, car accidents. There's many injuries. We had one of our campers comes to us. His was burned as a result of a he was wearing a Halloween costume, and went by those bags with the lights with the candles in it. Set his costume on fire, whoosh, and went right up, and he had severe burns.
I've had one with propane tank exploded in a car.
That wasn't in Milford, by any chance.
It was a long time ago.
I remember that. In fact, I'll just tell you anecdotally. Well, no, I'll tell you a real story. I actually sponsored a bill in the Connecticut State Senate that changed the knob on the faucet. If you recall,
I actually have in my office the knob that you required. Thank you.
And I did it in collaboration with a number of people, not the least of which was the arson unit of the state police. They were very.
Well, that's one of them. And I did have a scalding case in a bathtub. The water came out blazingly hot, burned a kid. Mm-hmm. There are scalding cases from water. Mom is moving water off of a thing. It tips over and burns the kid.
We had another kid was working with her father in a garage, and they had a heater going. I don't know if it was propane or kerosene. The heater got knocked over in an instant. It went up and caught her and burned her all up her arms, shoulders. Again, it happens in an instant. That's the amazing thing.
And it can happen easily in automobile accident cases. There's often a fire that follows.
Right. Anyway, folks, it's a wine tasting fundraiser tomorrow, 6:30 to 9:30 at the City Lights Art Gallery on Markle Court in Bridgeport, right across from McGleavy Hall. If you want to help these folks out, it's the Connecticut Burns Care Foundation. The telephone number in Milford is 203-878-6744. That's 878-6744. Now, you've got a small staff in Milford organizing this thing, but you rely overwhelmingly on volunteers. And you mentioned earlier, you can always use more help.
Yep.
So if people want to get involved, it helps to have experience, but you're happy to have people that are just want to get involved who don't necessarily have medical experience.
Right, Tom. Yes. I mean, it's not necessary to be a nurse or a doctor by any means. Many of our volunteers are firefighters because they've seen what happens to kids and maybe have pulled some of these kids out of burning buildings. What you need is just a desire to help children. But you also can get involved if you can't give your time to the camp. We do a lot of fundraising events all year long, like our wine tasting and golf tournaments and things. So we'd be happy to have you can help us out that way. If you have an idea for a fundraiser you want to get involved, certainly give us a call. And you can always donate online or you can give us a call. We'd appreciate that. The cash always works, especially in these days with a down economy.
Throw,
Frank Sivos and attorney Richard Beter of the law firm Koskoff, Koskoff and Beter. Thanks for coming in. And I'm going to plug this in the next hour as well. And I'll give the phone number out and I'll give your website out. And hopefully I get a good turnout. I know things are tough out there right now, but it's $45. That obviously goes a long way. Because
it'll cost you $90 to take your wife out to dinner. This way you take her out to dinner. There's five great restaurants that are preparing the food. There's great wine there. For the same amount of going out to dinner, you can help support these kids and other activities.
Well, it's a wonderful cause, and we're glad you're there, and we're glad you're doing it. I know there are a lot of grateful families out there who participate in this.
Let's give a quick thank you to everybody involved. Brookside Package Store in Bridgeport and Northtown Center Package Store in Stratford are providing all the wines. There'll be more than 50 varieties. And the restaurants are Black Bear Saloon in Milford, De Roses from Westport, Il Forno from Westport, Milford, Lassie's of Milford, Luigi's Italian Bakery.
Well, you can also get a great
Salerno's
open roast beef sandwich,
at
by the
Lassie's.
Way, at Lassie's.
Yes,
it's the best.
And he's going to be serving some of those.
Well, they're all good people. Anyway, my name is Tom Scott, sitting in for Jim Buchanan. We'll be back after this.